Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Time to go to work. Good morning. Happy weekend. Happy Saturday to you. 7 minutes after the hour. Back with your garden buddies here, Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and for the next couple of hours. Be sure to stay close to the radio or your computer listening to our show, 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free, whatever's on your mind, questions, comments, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. Hope you had a good week. We are back, ready to go. And if you got the newsletter, you saw the interviews we have lined up today. John, this is like an all-star. Two of the biggest people in the business are going to be with us today. Ed Livo, Melinda Myers, are you kidding me?
Not as big as since they've been dieting, but they're still impressive.
Very impressive. So we look forward to that.
Now, they're always good, you know. You can just say hello to both Melinda and Ed.
And they just go.
And they just go. And you're just captivated by everything they have to say.
So our number one is Melinda. Our number two, Ed Livo.
We've got to build up to Ed.
Exactly. Hey, Tiger and I, based on the weather, wore short pants today.
I want short you to know, pants?
You got shorts on, right?
Yeah, shorts. But short, we call them shorts, not short pants.
Short pants. Really? Is that like so old school?
I feel like I'm wearing like those like capris or those knicker
Bermuda shorts?
Yeah, if I'm wearing short pants.
Now, John does wear Bermuda shorts.
When it rains, Brian has to put on his galoshes.
Galoshes.
I don't wear black socks, though, with my dress shoes, John. No. And I've seen you a couple of times.
I have black socks on now.
And short shorts.
And short shorts.
Way above the knees.
Yeah.
Like the old basketball shorts.
There you go.
So that gives you an idea of how we look today. Hey, thanks for the goodies, by the way, that you brought in. Appreciate that.
Yeah. All kinds of fun stuff. I'm going to post it online. We got a little package from Seedlingers because I'm going to be judging America's Best Gardener. See, we need sound effects. That just doesn't come across as
best gardener.
Yeah, exactly. America's Best Gardener. And Messina's, Seedlinger. The Animal Stopper products are all sponsoring this contest where you get to go and post pictures of your garden, and there's judges from all across the country.
And you have to wear a robe and everything and a gavel?
I'm hoping I get that white wig, you know, like
England.
They wear in England, and, you know, a black robe, exactly.
Perfect.
So that way I can make sure I feel the part.
And they'll take you more seriously, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to be critical. I'm going to be like the Simon Cowell of judges, I feel.
Laugh point, be disgusted, sarcastic.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I'm excited about it. So that's happening all up until summer. So you can go online to Messina's.com or Seedlinger, and they have all of the info to be able to enter your garden.
You take pictures, obviously.
Yeah, you take pictures of your garden, you just enter them. And then
are you saying anybody can do this?
Anybody except for you. Garden professionals cannot enter.
Well, now wait a minute. John's not getting paid to do any of this.
Yeah,
technically, he's not a professional.
He is an amateur. He can still compete in the Olympics.
Plus, working with you guys,
kind of a handicap.
Yeah, what about it?
Keeps me an amateur.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are so professional.
Well, now wait a minute. I could take a picture of any garden and send it in.
You could.
Well, I think they're going to come out. That's when Tiger comes out to your house and checks it out.
I judge you.
All right. See, already I'm, scheming, and I should.
But that's
do that.
kind of interesting that anybody can win.
And they have a couple criteria. They have garden in general. They have like a vegetable garden.
Like a general landscape.
A vegetable garden. And then they also have containers.
Oh.
So, like a patio or
wow, Brian, there you go.
Yeah. So
you can put your patio in there.
Patio, really?
Yeah.
I have such a small patio, though. I mean,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference. It's what you do with it.
Okay. Well, I got a lot of work to do today.
Size isn't that important.
You always have a way of making me feel good, don't you? I do. I was telling Tiger this morning, our neighbor upstairs, new people moved upstairs in our condo, and they're renters. And you always wonder, renters are coming in. The people before that didn't care about anything, and it looked kind of shabby. But this guy and his wife are really going to town, putting palms up, putting plants up. It looks really good. And last week, he dropped a hammer. I was at work. I got a text from my wife, Dana. He dropped a hammer, hit one of my plastic pots, split the thing all the way down the side. Dirt's coming out. I pulled it in so if it rained, the soil wouldn't completely come out. And then I saw a couple of other plants, or pots, I should say, and said, I got to buy some new pots.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that today. And
repot
some things. And as John mentioned, the rain did drain a lot of soil out. And he thinks it's important that I have soil up to the top of the pot and not just halfway. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to take pictures and send it to John and let him judge it.
There you go.
Well, Tiger saw a picture of your patio and even mentioned that there were pots that needed soil.
Yeah, exactly.
That was after the rain, I think.
It was.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I'm on top of it. I'm on top of it.
Nothing's
died. Everything is thriving.
Well, it comes down to just regular maintenance
Exactly.
It's not so much critical kind of a thing, but it's just regular maintenance. And not only that, health. I mean, some people, they don't think in the way of taking care of like a potted plant that if you don't give it anything, it's not getting anything.
In
the ground, you get away with a lot.
Because the ground's continually feeding from other sources around. And that pot is just your plant's depending upon everything in that pot.
A potted plant is just like an animal in a cage.
Yes, right.
If you don't take care of that animal or bird or whatever it is in the cage, it's going to die. And the same thing with a plant in a pot.
Well, there goes today's quote.
Shower Thoughts by John Benioso.
Yeah, Shower Thoughts. Hey, I like that. You should have a Shower Thoughts in the newsletter.
Yeah.
That's good. Tiger's Shower Thoughts.
Oh, great.
Well, we're off to a weird start, aren't we?
A lot of our Shower Thoughts really shouldn't be in the newsletter.
That's true. We've got to be very judicious what you pick out.
That's true.
Yeah.
I did pick out one this week.
A very good one, too. Now,
because we've got Ed on the second hour, and Ed's going to be talking about mandarins and millennials and how millennials are really excited about growing citrus because of mandarins.
Yeah.
So we'll find out more about that. But
and I can vouch for that.
We have our own millennial
here in studio. No, but you sell to millennials, right?
I am a millennial. He is a millennial.
He's not.
I'm on the cusp.
Yes, he is.
No, he's too old to be a millennial.
No.
Okay, give me the age range of millennials.
Well, you got one in front of
you. No. I want the year. What year do you have to be born?
It's actually I'm in the cusp. I'm between X and millennials.
Go for the X. Be an X.
Be an L. I do want to try to be an X.
You're not a millennial.
Because I think the last time of an X or a year of an X is like 80 or something like that.
80 or 81.
I'm 81.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm 81. So,
okay. All right.
Don't look a day over 75.
Well, since we talked about the quote so much, the quote of the week, would you like to read it, John?
Sure. And the quote is, in the wintertime in the snow country, citrus fruit was so rare, and if you got one, it was better than ambrosia. That was from James Earl Jones.
Ambrosia the group, or?
No. Ambrosia, the food of the gods.
Okay.
That's when, back in the day, Tiger, and this was actually before my day, too.
That day.
But people used to, at Christmas, remember, you would get an orange in your stocking.
Yeah.
That was like a great treat.
Like I don't
know. Not for you, because you were in Southern California.
I don't remember oranges, but I remember coal in my stocking. It's different, though.
Yeah. You were lucky to get that.
I haven't had a stocking in years. Just don't do it anymore.
Santa's not coming to your
house? No, he bypasses. We don't have a chimney. How's he supposed to get in?
I still put out stockings for my kids.
That's good. Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah. The ages of 40 and 30, though. I mean, I think they should have outgrown it by now.
I think they should have moved out. They should have moved out years ago.
I'll never outgrow it. See, I'm a millennial.
Exactly. So we're going to find out about millennials and mandarins.
Yep.
Millennials and mandarins.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because, I mean, it's a whole new movement right now. And it's getting people excited about the citrus again, which is kind of fun. And with that genre of citrus, the mandarin, there's so many varieties. This isn't like, oh, you only get Washington Naval Orange, you only get Valencia Orange. This is, I mean, what, 20, 30 varieties?
28, yeah.
28 varieties?
Right.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I tell you, you go to the grocery store, you are so limited. And that's, people think that's it. This is all there is.
Right.
So,
you know, this first hour, we're going to be talking with Melinda Myers, known everywhere for the number of books that she's written. I mean, dozens of books. And she's also known as the Great Lakes Gardener because she's an expert in that Great Lakes region. And she's going to be talking to us about things that you can do. And I was just thinking of your contest that you were telling us about, things you can do to spruce up the appearance of your house easily.
Yeah, the curb appeal.
Curb appeal, that's the word.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
This is a 30-second stereo composite radio mix for Bayer, spot title More Durazone, ISKI code ZCAN2390, mix date March 9th, 2017.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says... Oh, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Two minutes after the hour. Good Saturday morning. Thank you so much. This is hour number one. Garden America with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main at 855-424-9825. Feel free to give us a call, questions, comments, especially with our next guest coming up, john@gardenamerica.com, if you want to send an email. And I think we have our business out of the way and ready for Melinda.
It's always good to talk to Melinda, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
It's someone who's so knowledgeable, so professional, that I consider it an honor every time we have her on our show.
Her knowledge intimidates us.
It does. Welcome to the show, Melinda.
Thanks. I'll send that check later just to make sure you keep up all the praise.
You have the address.
I'm going to apologize for my voice, so you know I'm going for that, you know, sexy raspy thing right now.
Sounds a little like Lucille Ball a little bit here.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment, by the way.
I know. I would take it that way.
You know, down here in San Diego, we're entering spring. I think that our rain is pretty much over. We've got sun coming out. But over in your region of the country, you're just entering the month that I used to call Heartbreak April, because you have enough warm weather to get your hopes up and expect that the rest of the year is going to be like that, and then you get a killing frost, and something ends up dying.
Yes, you're so right. And we've had one of those winters this year, like much of the country, where we've had some 70-degree days followed by 5 degrees, and a few people have told me their lilacs started blooming and then got nipped by frost. And you know the whole magnolia story, you know.
Right.
The magnolias always start to break bud, and we get a killing frost, and you're like, why did I plant this? Because we never get the blooms. But things are looking good. We have some bulbs breaking through the ground. The hellebores are starting to bloom. We've got some crocus up so the rabbits can eat those and the squirrels. But things are breaking through, but you're right. You never know what's going to happen, and it's always hard to keep gardeners. Don't plant those tomatoes and impatience. Winter has not left us permanently, so you're right.
The reason I left Michigan, one of the main reasons I left Michigan was I had in my backyard a tree wisteria that I planted and waited 10 years for it to bloom. And in the 10th year, it put out buds that got to be about an inch to 2 inches long, and then a freeze came through and froze off every single one. Yeah. And I said, you know, I am leaving.
And you were smart. The rest of us didn't catch on as quickly. And every year we think it's going to get better, and it doesn't. But you're smarter than us.
Well, Melinda, I told our listeners that you were going to give us some practical tips today on things you can do to, Tiger was talking about curb appeal, and things that you could do that don't really cost a lot of money but make a big difference in the appearance of your garden.
You bet. I mean, we all know that curb appeal ups your home value. It improves your mood. You know, your house will sell quicker. But why wait until you're selling your house to make that front entrance look good for you and your visitors? You know, it's just amazing what a little paint in a few containers can do. And that's a good place to start. You know, I always think quick and affordable fixes, it gets your momentum going. So if your front door looks bad, there's some new durable quick-drying paints that often just adding a little color to your front door, match that color with a mat, maybe a watering can painted to echo that. You know, using color echoing where you repeat the color maybe from your door to some, you know, some features or garden art to some plants and containers can really give you a unified look and really make a big splash with very little effort. And then seasonal wreaths. You know, we often think of a wreath at Christmas, but, you know, I've seen things that, you know, I'm giving a talk on this topic, and I'm like, it's like the Pinterest, you know, lecture, you know. Use an old umbrella, fill it with silk flowers. How about taking colorful seed packets and ribbon and making a wreath in the spring out of that? Lots of beautiful color and just ways to really, you know, brighten up that front entrance. And especially in spring, I think for all of us, you know, we've gotten through winter, and so a little color really lifts the spirits. And these are things you can do in 1 week. And then, of course, containers. You know, I'm a big container gardener like you, and, you know, that's Brian's garden is containers.
Right.
But putting those on the front steps, a great way to bring the garden right to your door, to soften the cement of the steps, to really welcome your visitors. Then looking for plants that have, I call it, added value, fragrance like heliotrope or something that brings in the butterflies like pentas, you know, or something that brings in the hummingbirds like kufias. You know, those are things that give you that added value, not just color, but that added value.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned,
go ahead.
Linda, I was going to say, you mentioned these, besides just the flowers that you just mentioned, as far as the things that they attract. And, you know, when I work in the nursery and people say, oh, you know, I want to plant something that attracts a butterfly or a hummingbird. And then they go, oh, how long do I have to wait? And it's amazing. Almost instantly they find these plants and you have them in your front yard just right then and there. As soon as you plant them, these little critters just arrive. And it's so spectacular to see because it's fun to walk out on your front porch and see a hummingbird or a butterfly,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, so much. We were shooting Melinda's garden moments in this beautiful landscape, and she had pots of black and blue salvia. And one that I see really brings in the hummingbirds. And our videographer was between a couple pots shooting into the garden, and the hummingbird is nectaring on the plants. Goes right to the forehead for our videographer, the nectar. And John, our videographer, goes, I'm not taking on this hummingbird. I'm moving. So you are so right. Not only do they find the plants, they kind of go, get out of my way. I'm eating now.
Yeah, you know, they're very tenacious and very brave. Last year I was hanging up a hummingbird feeder, and I had it in my hand, and two hummingbirds landed on it while I was holding it. And I'm standing there, and they didn't, you know, care that I was there. And I said, you know, my arm's getting tired, guys. Drink, get what you need, and leave. I got to hang this up. But they're very territorial too, right, Melinda?
Oh, yes, you bet. So one of the things is to put several feeders out or planters out in several locations, because you're absolutely right. Well, it's you know, entertaining to watch. We have, I have a weeping lilac outside my kitchen window by my hummingbird feeder, and this one hummingbird perches on the branches of the lilac, and anytime another hummingbird comes, he chases them away. So having a few feeders and a few planters spread out, you'll get more hummingbirds that way.
That is good advice, and we're going to take a break, so do stay with us. And if you have any questions for one of us or Melinda, great chance right now. The lines are open at 855-424-9825. That is toll-free, 855-424-9825. Or if you prefer, john@gardenamerica.com. We're going to step aside, taking a break, coming right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make
make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Happy Saturday morning. It is 36 minutes after the hour. Back with your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for being right there and supporting us here on Biz Talk Radio. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Again, that's toll-free at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com as we continue with someone we're very close to, Melinda Myers, John, and getting a lot of great information. And continue with more great great stuff, as we say.
We're sorry that Melinda is under the weather, and we're doing our part to lift her spirits. You played that little song. How can you be under the weather when you hear that kind of song?
Exactly. Kind of peppy. Get you pepped up a little bit.
That's right.
You always lift my spirit.
Well, I'm picturing you right now laying in bed with a cup of hot tea and a seed catalog.
Well, exactly how I'm spending the day. You are absolutely right. You know, when you get sick and it's raining outside and it's probably 40 and gray, so at least I'm not wasting a beautiful day, you know, when I could be outside. So it's probably forcing me to do a little planning, which is, you know, one of the things we do very well in January and February, but when garden season comes and that first trip to the garden center, those plans are out the window. I need one of those and two of those. And, you know, and you guys were talking about containers and taking care of them, and Brian's going to be busy kind of freshening things up. And, you know, that's really important if you're using containers to dress up your front entry. A dead plant or a sickly plant isn't going to do the job. So a quality potting mix, a good container with drainage holes. I like to mix in Milorganite, of course, because I'm a low-input, not lazy gardener. But if I use Milorganite, I get 10 weeks of fertilization. Now, you guys being a little warmer may get a few weeks less, but the nice part is I can put it in at planting, watch my plants, kind of let them be the guide, and maybe once more for me here in the north, I can fertilize them, and that's it. No mixing and, you know, remembering to, oh, you know, because I'm one of those people, I'll do that tomorrow, and then it's next week, and then my plants are looking bad, and I have to start over. So good care from the beginning will really get you off to a good start, and I think that motivates you to keep your plants healthy, too.
You know, I've been a little bit behind schedule in my fertilizing this year, and I'm just starting to fertilize my roses. And on my established roses, I put a cup of Milorganite and a cup of Biosol and work it around each rose. But as I started to get towards the end of the bed, I remembered that I had some pelletized chicken manure that it was up in the shed for about 3 years. And I thought, you know, I really need to use this too. So instead of the Milorganite, I used on four roses the chicken manure along with the Biosol, And I went out there yesterday to take a look, and three of those roses were burned.
Oh, no.
See?
But everything with Milarganite was perfect.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up a good point. One of the reasons I like working with them is, one, they don't make you recommend fertilization if it's not needed, because they get that. They're not trying to promote the product other than if you need it. And it's goof-proof. You know, whether you're an experienced gardener, you know, we all have those things that collect in our shed, and we're like, oh, I need to use that up, so I'll throw it in the garden. And sometimes we find out the benefits. So it's low nitrogen, slow release. And one of the cool things for your containers and your roses and your other gardens is when the microorganisms work on releasing the nutrients from the Milarganite, it also releases some of the phosphorus and potassium that's bound to the soil. And many parts of the country have high to excessive levels. You know, part of that, you know, we used to tell people 10, 10, 10 fertilizer, 12, 12, 12. You can't do anything wrong. So 30 years ago, everybody was doing that. You look at garden books and publications, 10, 10, 10, it's the answer. And the plants don't use it in the same quantity, and especially in alkaline soils, that phosphorus and potassium are bound to the soil, so it's there, but the plants can't get it. So you get some of that available, it makes some of that available to the plants for flowering and fruiting and rooting, the phosphorus, and potassium for hardiness and disease resistance. So it's kind of a double benefit, goof-proof and some added value, too.
Well, Melinda, I want to thank you for joining us today, and our best wishes for you to recover quickly and get out in the
thank
garden
you.
And in some warm weather, too.
Hopefully you find something good in the seed search.
Yeah. Okay, you take care.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Have a great weekend. Take it easy. Bye.
You got it. Do appreciate it. So 40 degrees, gray, in bed, cup of tea, seed catalog. Not too shabby. I mean, there are worse. Yeah, right? There are worse things, right? You're reading my mind, exactly.
What a trooper she is, though, to come through.
Okay, well, that's it. We're going to leave now. That's the show. No, we have another hour and 20 minutes. What am I talking about? And next hour, Ed Livo. Talk about somebody you wind up and just let him go. And Ed's going to be talking about what he usually talks about, John.
Taking over the world.
He usually talks about
taking over the world.
Citrus, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to mention that on our everybody is we've been shipping for 3 weeks now, 4 weeks actually, our vegetables for spring. But even if you're not ready to get your shipment now, you need to get your orders in because we're rapidly selling out of things. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the yellow geranium's now off our website because we're out.
And that was one a few weeks ago. We were a little concerned why it wasn't moving quicker, and all of a sudden, bam, they're gone.
I told you we should have sold, you know, planted up more. You said, no.
No, people are going to be a little hesitant. And at first I thought, I was right. And then how wrong I was.
And
so no more of those.
For those people that have received their plants this week, there's a third of a chance I packed it. So you're welcome.
A third of a chance.
There were three people packing, and I was one of them.
If you see a little tiger paw stamped on it, that was Tiger.
That was me.
Well, we put lipstick on him, and he kissed the box on everyone he sent out.
That was very nice. What a great personal touch.
Yeah.
855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. Do you have any emails, by the way?
No emails yet.
Well, let's get to cranking up, people.
Yeah, if you've got any questions, just send me one to john@gardenamerica.com. And I finally have all the information on the Marshall strawberry that I keep promising that we're going to put on the website. But I have to tell you, before I put it on the website, we're almost sold out.
Like already?
60%. Well, from people who've sent me notes and asked me to save plants for them.
Because we talked about it.
I said, because they're so limited, if you want to send me a note, I'll be happy to reserve them for you. And what I'll do is when I go to post it, I'll send everyone who sent me an email notification that the plants are available, and you can, you know, you'll have a day or two to go ahead and order them.
How about a quick thumbnail sketch of the Marshall strawberry for those that are hearing about it for the first time?
Yeah, it was listed as one of the 10 most endangered foods in the United States. And I think this was just 5 or 6 years ago. And the other foods were things like rare crustaceans and different types of things. But this one strawberry used to be the number one strawberry in the world in the 1930s. It was developed on the East Coast and then sent out to the Pacific Northwest, where everybody, it was like the standard for strawberries. It said, this is the sweetest strawberry there is. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't ship. And today, not all, but the majority of breeding goes towards breeding fruits that if they fall off the grocery shelf, they'll just bounce right back.
No big deal. Commercial.
Just like tomatoes with a very thick skin. They fall off the truck, they just bounce.
But the Marshall strawberry, when it's red, it's got about a four-hour shelf life. You've got to pick them when they're ready.
But it's spectacular taste.
Yeah, great flavor. I'd love to taste great one. Stories yeah. behind them. When King George and Queen Elizabeth visited Canada, I'm trying to think of when it was. It was either the 30s or 40s. They were fed Marshall strawberries. So these are strawberries fit for a king.
Or queen.
Now, you know, a strawberry has all those seeds on the outside of it. How do you grow a strawberry from seed? I mean, do you have to dry out those seeds and then be able to start your own? Or could you just, you know, kind of plant that whole strawberry, do you think, and have it grow next year?
You know, we talked about other fruits that have seeds on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry was one. Aren't there some others, John?
You refer to them as aggregates, don't you?
Well, more or less, when I'm in other company.
Do other fruits have berries have seeds on the outside?
Yes.
Like, you know what? I'm trying to think.
How about if you think about that during the break?
Like a raspberry?
Okay. Yeah, raspberries, yeah. Strawberries.
Those, yeah.
It is 45 minutes after the hour. I'm going to come back, talk about this and more. But again, want your phone calls. What's going on? Questions, comments. It is springtime. 855-424-9825. And we'll put you in line. 855-424-9825. And again, John at GardenAmerica.com. If you want your email read. Coming right back. Stay with us. Happy Saturday, by the way.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is a 30-second stereo composite radio mix for Bayer. Spot title More Durazone. ISKI code ZCAN2390. Mix date March 9th, 2017.
Buying Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour. This is our final segment for hour number one here on this glorious Saturday. Hope things are well where you are. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Garden America. We do appreciate it. Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, I'm Brian Main. The lines are open. 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio, heard nationally. And again, we've got about 8 minutes until the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these fine Biz Talk Radio affiliates.
So, you know, before the break, I was talking about how to kind of create your own marshals. You grow from seed, or, and John was saying that you just grow them from the runners.
From the runners, right.
And the reason why I bring it up is when things like plants kind of move towards endangered or extinct, people need to know that it's, for some of them, and this one specifically, it's kind of very easy for us to possibly bring them out of that. Because, you know, a strawberry, it just divides itself. And then, you know, you share those runners with your friends or family. And next thing you know, 10 people have them and they're growing them. And then 20 people and 40 and 60. And next, and you've been able to revive a whole species of plant. You know, you don't have to harvest it from seed. And John said, actually, if you grow it from seed, you might not end up with the Marshall strawberry.
You don't know what you're going to get, like an avocado? Was that the comparison?
Yes, absolutely.
So what you're saying is go forth and multiply.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's a fun plant to grow. It gives you a good crop. and you feel good that you're bringing a almost endangered plant back to sustainable numbers.
And you're probably safe on betting you're the only one that has one.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, within your general, let's say you're the only one on your block.
You know, I don't think I told you that my kauri tree had a baby.
I didn't get the notice in the mail.
Should have sent you a cigar.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to take a picture of it.
You know what? I've always asked you for pictures of your backyard from every angle, every direction, and then we'll put them on Facebook and we'll show people, maybe a newsletter.
I take them occasionally.
Yeah, but not enough.
I'm so busy. But my kauri tree, as you recall, I was looking for a kauri tree years ago because I had visited New Zealand and went to the kauri forest there. And in New Zealand, kauri trees take up the same ecological space that redwoods do in California, and they're roughly the same age, and same size, just gigantic trees. But there weren't any available in the U.S. at the time. So I ordered from Gisborne, New Zealand, some seed for kauri trees. And 30 years ago, I planted from seed kauri trees. I had one that I saved anyway that germinated, and I planted it when I moved to my present house in my backyard. So
this is 30 years ago.
This is 30 years ago. And now it's 60 feet tall, and it puts out cones because it's even though it looks like it has leaves on it, it's a conifer. And from the cones, I had a new seed germinate. So this is a seedling from a plant that I planted as a seed 30 years later, which I think is really cool.
60 feet. See, I'd like a picture of that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you could climb up to the top of it.
Need to get a bigger camera.
Climb up to the top and let's see what the view looks like from up there.
It's funny you mention that because my son is going to do that. Because he's been attending some tree trimming classes given by arborists, and he told them about this kauri tree, which has two leaders to it. And it's so huge right now that we're thinking, what if that splits? It's so big that if it split, I think it would crush my neighbor's house.
Ooh.
But do you see any? It must be a shallow root system then, if you're concerned about that. Or
no. I'm thinking of the tree just splitting because it's got one trunk and then two branches that come out, and if those separate, so they told my son take the shortest one and cut that back, take 10 feet off of it the first year.
So you want to balance it, right?
And the next year, take off another third,
right?
And then you can leave it. So we went out to look at it, and both branches are the identical height.
Do you eeny, meeny, miny, moe it?
So one is a little bit bigger in diameter than the other. So maybe we'll try the one.
And what have you done to take care of it? Anything special? Or is it just kind of like leave it alone, let it do its thing?
No, it does like water, though. I think it's grown probably 5 or 6 feet this
all
spring.
All the rain?
Yeah. It's really a beautiful tree. Really, really like it. It's a good...
We'll get a picture of that sucker before you split it, especially.
There's a lot of wildlife in that tree, birds and things. And you were talking about going up to the top and getting a bird's eye view. When I redid my backyard, in the bottom part of the yard, I put a bird bath, and the birds always go in there and drink water. And we had some mourning doves that were in the bird bath. And I was out there, I was sitting on the patio, just watching them, having a great time in this bird bath. And then all of a sudden, boom, and there was these feathers went everywhere. And a hawk who was sitting up on top of that tree just came down and grabbed one of them.
And what kind of birds are these? Little, what?
Mourning doves.
Aw.
I know.
Do that sound again. I like that.
Feathers
everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you saw the hawk fly away with this bird?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? Balance, right?
Exactly.
I know, but...
Kind of sad, right?
There's only one of the mourning doves left.
Kind
of had a reason to mourn now.
Had a good time taking a bath, and all of a sudden here comes this hawk.
Boom.
Wow. Yeah, which is why I never put my bird feeders out in the open. I always hang them from trees. Because if you put a bird feeder out there like on a pole or something.
It's a buffet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a buffet for the
predator. A lot of those little birds, you know, they're smart, and they don't they know what's going on, and they want to hide from the hawks anyway. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. It is a news time coming up top of the hour. If your local market is not curious during hour number two as we get into the afternoon on the East Coast and various areas across the country, you can go to our website, gardenamerica.com, click Listen Live, or go directly to Biz Talk Radio and click Listen Live, and you can catch our show. We're back at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.